upset you now?
So I mean, again, this will come as no real surprise, but I'm a Costco member. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. Have you been to Costco?
That's not a country, is it?
I mean, it's just
what's Costco?
It's a country. Do you remember that girl on Big Brother, Helen? They got with Paul Clark, and she kept. Who's
Paul Clark?
That was they got together in Big Brother, and she her kind of USP that she was
Big Brother 2,
incredibly dumb. Was it Big Brother 2? Yeah, Big Brother 2 or 3. And she called him Paul Clark all the time, his full name, Welsh Helen. But she was like that. She was like, "What's the capital?" I can't remember the exact. But she,
I'm
she,
not. You brought like, up yeah, Costco. I don't
stupid.
Know what. I don't know what Costco. What's Costco?
Costco is a wholesaler.
How the fuck am I meant to do that? I don't buy hose.
It is well known.
What are you talking about? I've got. Excuse me. I don't buy in wholesale. I'm just one guy who lives with his girlfriend and dog.
What a weird. Excuse me, I don't buy in wholesale. I don't reckon that's ever been said before. I think that's the first time that someone
why
has ever
are you
gone,
whoa, buying
whoa, whoa,
in wholesale?
Excuse me, I don't buy in wholesale. I don't like where you're taking this conversation because before you start throwing around wild accusations about the nature in which I purchase my goods, I do not buy wholesale, okay?
You're claiming it's mad, but I don't know what Costco is. I'm not a pub. I don't need...
Everyone knows what Costco is.
I don't need to buy a box of crisps.
Everyone knows what Costco is.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
They don't. I wish I could...
Every major city in the country has got a Costco.
But, like, inner London won't have a Costco, will it?
I would go... I don't know how Pointless works, but like, if you surveyed 100 people your age, you'd have to go. Do you buy wholesale? That would be the first question before you do take part in this survey. I do need to ask. I know it's a bit of a weird question. I mean, who would even say that? Funnily enough, I do know someone that does, but let's not get bogged down with that. Can I ask? Do you buy wholesale? They probably initially go, I don't know what that means. They go, no, I didn't really initially, but there we are. They go, so do you buy wholesale? They go, no, I don't buy wholesale. They go, okay, right, fine. Have you heard of Costco before? I would say upwards of 80% of the people that we'd survey would say yes.
The way my brain works, and I can't help this, I don't know why it works like this, my brain works on a do-I-need-to-know-that basis.
Right.
Do I need to know what Costco is? Am I going to use it? No, forget about it. Don't come in. You're not coming in.
You got brain bouncers.
Right. I genuinely have
brain
bouncers.
That's a good name for ears, actually, isn't it?
Good name for what?
Good name for ears. Brain bouncers.
Oh, for ears?
Yeah, what did you think I said?
Well, I just thought he can't mean ears, but right, yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, okay, brain bouncers. Yeah. Yeah. You know the way your brain storms, you know? What?
I don't know. Go on.
The way your brain stores, you know, my brain works, I try and read. What happens is a word, you know, I'll look up the word in a dictionary that I don't know, and what that word will do is it'll enter my head. It'll just go kind of straight down the corridor.
I'll tell you
right?
what that word
How's
will
it go?
Do. It'll enter your head, take a look around and go, Jesus Christ. Oh, man, I've been in some heads before, but this one. Right, what's that over there? Doesn't buy wholesale. What? Is Costco a country? Who is this man? Just imagine this new word strolling around day one in Sean Walsh's head. That is a rude awakening for
straight
any word.
Down. But bearing
in mind, it's just come from the sort of like relative comfort of the dictionary into your head. Oh God, I much preferred it in the dictionary.
Does your brain like what happens is my brain? I've been saying this to you for a long time. It doesn't work.
My head.
You know, like, so, my head.
All right.
It doesn't work. My brain does not work. It's a shame. It's
finally,
sad.
Finally,
I wish it did.
A bit of honesty.
I've said it for a long time. I'm not a Philistine. I will try and learn. This is what happens. I open up the dictionary. I look up the word. I read the word. The word enters my head. It goes straight in. Just goes, you're all right. Don't worry. Not staying. Out my ear. Just straight out. It literally goes in and out. Doesn't give a shit. What year is every WrestleMania? As a look around. Yeah, I'll stay here. This looks good.
I've seen memes to that effect, and I do agree. It's like, how can I not remember where I put the, you know, the keys or something like that? But I can remember my landline number from 35 years ago.
Exactly. Can you remember your landline number from 30 years ago?
I can, but I won't say it because that's still my parents' landline number.
Okay. That's how it's... Right, I see.
But I can remember my friend's landline number from... Well, my 47. I can remember my friend's landline number from when I was 15.
Go.
855-234. I can remember the taxi numbers in Winchester. I haven't called a taxi, or but I have called one recently, but 866-208, 877-749.
01273-747474, Brighton. I mean, the taxi numbers are made to be... Anyway, well,
Brighton,
Costco.
01273-202020, and 404040, and 606060.
Costco.
Right, sorry, yes. Fucking hell. I mean, I now feel like I've been in your head for 5 minutes. That's what I'm like, wow. So go Costco. It's a bit basically for the uninitiated or whatever they would say, uneducated. It is a giant wholesale. It's an American company, and you go in, and it is incredible. You go in, electrical goods, giant TVs, like karaoke machines, glass fronted fridge.
Right, so sorry, just none of what I need. Nothing. Are you telling me that? You're going, it's incredible. I don't need to go
there.
They
have got everything you need. That's just when you walk in. Electrical goods, lawnmowers, bikes, like quad bikes, golf clubs, like garden furniture, but just like mad, massive, like wooden gazebos. Clothes like Armani jeans, Levi jeans. You'll get like, there's always some, you'll always come out with some sort of item of clothing, Berghaus jackets.
It just sounds like Westfield. I live near Westfield.
Then you're in food, but it's all like discounted. Then you get into the food, like like you can get a rack of ribs that you can then take home and cook. Like shredded duck with the pancakes and the hoisin sauce, tacos,
right? Okay.
Like a whole chicken, a rotisserie chicken, like a giant catering size macaroni cheese. Like if you're having a party, like a tray of sandwiches, massive cakes.
I've never heard anyone say tray of sandwiches like it was magical. A tray of sandwiches. There'll be a tray of sandwiches.
Big blocks of cheese, like, you know, Chateaubriand.
Big blocks of cheese. Stop naming fucking food. I get it. There's lots of different types of food. Big trays of sandwiches. A big block of cheese. A massive carrot.
But it is. That's as well. Then you go into like, there's a compartment that's got like the fresh fruit in it and stuff.
Triangular apples.
A massive punnet of like blueberries. Like they're all... The only problem with that is, sliced pineapple, fresh sliced pineapple.
Raspberries that smell like strawberries. Smooth peanut butter that actually tastes like crunchy peanut butter.
So, then you go, but also what's really good as well is you'll get like American brands in there that you don't get in like supermarkets over here. So you'll get like all these different kind of, you know, like make giant jugs of maple syrup, but like they're actual American.
We're listing foods. I'm going to have a fucking panic attack next time I'm in a supermarket. Oh, God, a big block of cheese.
There is very little about Costco that annoys me, but I will say that. But there is one scenario in there. They have tasting stations set up. They stopped them during coronavirus, but when you go in there the whole time, you'll go in. So let's just start off with the food. So they'll have like, last time I was there, they were doing pizza, slices of pizza. So like, they sell these giant pizzas. So they're, you can try the pizza. Gyoza, the little sort of Wagamama dumplings. Then you might get like a little
gyoza.
Then you might like a chocolate muffin. Like,
stop listing foods. Stop it. I get it. It's a tasting menu.
But so they're giving out the free tasters, which is great. And I'll obviously always have a drink. It's like I've eaten so much in there before, it has constituted lunch. Like, I've eaten enough in there to go, like, I don't need to eat lunch now. But what is annoying about this tasting thing is the whole little fucking routine you have to go through afterwards of pretending you're then going to buy whatever it is you've tasted.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll go, oh, right, so that is the gyoza. that is, you get a bag of 300 for £25. It's great. And you're like, well, I haven't got room for that in my freezer, have I? I'm not about to start a Japanese restaurant. But you have to, that's kind of part of the deal. The guy buys it to you. He's obviously then told he has to go through the sales pitch. He knows you're not going to buy 300 gyoza. I mean.
What? It's gyoza.
Gyoza.
You're saying gyoza.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You can't
Wait,
do that.
You
with
thought
the-
fucking Costco was a country.
Yeah.
Don't come for me because I say gyoza.
I didn't think it. I was questioning.
Just
I
off to Costco, right? Passport. We got our passports. Okay, we need to leave early because I do want to get to the airport in time to have a bit of lunch before we fly to Costco. It's all right. I had those gyozas earlier. That'll keep me going. Yeah.
Right,
but I bet you don't have the tasters when you go in the supermarket because you have got no joy for life, no joie de vivre.
The only time I have a taster is it like a sugary pretzel
in Westfield?
Yes,
I love it. What I love there is when you get someone who it's obviously their first day and they've done the chunks up too big, so you basically get half. You go get like a burrito and then get one of those for pudding. Absolute fucking life hack. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot. I'm very tired. But yeah, they're lovely, those, aren't they? I don't reckon anyone has ever paid full price for one of those. They are always doing the taster. And the thing is, Westfield is so busy and they change the staff so much, you can easily do a lap and come back around and get another one.
I have done that.
I have
done that.
I reckon I've probably done it about four or five times in one visit.
I don't like
lovely
the thing
little cinnamon sugar, that, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Really?
It's very,
nice.
Very nice. Have you ever used a massage angel?
If you're going to pull me up on gyoza, I am going to have to pull you up on massage. I might have let that go, but seeing as you're being such a pedantic prick, I'm going to...
Massage.
Sorry, I can't stop. I'm up for a massage.
Massage. What do you want me to say?
Massage.
Hang on. Massage.
Massage. The emphasis should be on the first A, not the last one. Massage.
Oh.
Massage.
I'll go for a massage.
I think I can tell you what you say it. You say it wrong.
Well, yeah, but what? No, I don't.
I say massage. You say massage. Let's call me correct and move on.
I heard someone called Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. What?
The other day.
Yeah.
That is mental. That should not be allowed.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Fuck you. I think you've got that. I think, ironically, you've got that on pirate. That is not the official Pirates of the Caribbean.
What do you think, just sort of while we're here, what do you think Johnny Depp's next role should and will be?
That is a great question.
What do you, like...
Well, because I just think, I think you've got to come back... He's just got to come back as the pirate, hasn't he?
Do you think so?
A solo,
like with like a little in, like a little in joke sort of thrown in there. I need me treasures because I've lost half my house. So yo ho ho, and a bottle of bloody rum. Need it after the couple of months I've had.
Yeah. Do you want an ice? Do you, ice cream, Johnny? I'll only spill it down myself.
Sorry, I'm here so late. Someone shat in me bed.
Sean here. If you enjoyed that, just to let you know, that is not the full episode. That is only a snippet of our hour-long episode that is now reaching an hour and a half, exclusively on patreon.com/WUYN. There is a link in the bio of this podcast. It's only £4.50 a month. That's less than a coffee a week, a little coffee, a tiny little coffee that keeps you awake in the morning. WUYN, patreon.com/WUYN. Just £4.50 a month. Oh, join us. You, the listeners, send in your voice notes. You get to be part of the What's Upset You Now universe. Now on patreon.com/WUYN.